Chilean authors Isabel Allende and Ariel Dorfman both have new novels, stories about politics, history, and identity. Book critic John Leonard says the novels Eva Luna and Mascara are intriguing, but neither is fully satisfying.
The news from Chile is mixed. On the political front, Pinochet was voted out of office, but he's still there. On the literary front, Isabel Allende, the niece of Salvador Allende, over whose dead body Pinochet came to power, has written another novel that isn't as good as her first. And Ariel Dorfman, once a member of Allende's cabinet and now a professor at Duke, has written his first novel in English, which is very good indeed until it stops abruptly, as if it too had been murdered in a coup. First, Isabel Allende. Her first novel, The House of Spirits, was a wonder. Many of us thought immediately that we'd found a female Garcia Marquez. Her second, Of Love and Shadows, was half soap opera and half agitprop. We tiptoed around it, shamefaced. Her third, Eva Luna, is somewhere in between, a sort of Latin American Scheherazade, in which Eva, half Spanish and half Indian, grows up to tell stories about history. Like Helela and Nadine Gordimer's A Sport of Nature, Eva experiences history mostly through the men who are making it while she watches and endures. These men include a guerrilla leader, a famous photojournalist, a military police chief, a cabaret transsexual, a Lebanese emigre, and so on. By her stories, Eva saves these men from meaninglessness. She will even predict their futures in a soap opera she writes for television. There are the usual thumbprints of magical realism all over this novel. Mummies and miracles and floating coffins and Arabs with hair lips. But the characters themselves are thin to vanishing, more notional than realized, and they speak a quasi-poetic sort of baby talk. A full-bodied novel might have been made from these materials, but it's as if Allende had just gathered in her basket the severed heads of many flowers and dumped them in our lap. Whereas Ariel Dorfman, out of some tricky ideas about the problematical nature of identity in the modern world, manages to haunt us. Besides being a novelist, Dorfman is also a poet and a critic of popular culture. For Salvador Allende, he introduced comic books and TV soap operas to educate the Chilean masses. In one of his books, The Empire's Old Clothes, he was witty about the hidden Marxist and Freudian meanings of the Lone Ranger, Donald Duck, and Babar. In Mascara, he pits a man with no face, who can read minds, against a plastic surgeon who invents faces to mask those minds. They compete for the possession of a hunted woman who once knew the truth about the dead but can no longer remember her own name. She has to be told who she is every morning of each new day. It's a parable just as disturbing as Kafka's Metamorphosis. Totalitarianism has a sexual subtext. But almost as if to punish us for our greedy need of narrative coherence and happy endings, for having got ourselves caught up in his mystifications, Dorfman suddenly kills off one of his protagonists, causes the other two to disappear, refuses to tell us what happened to which one, and promises only to continue his story some other time, maybe when Chile is free again, maybe not. This is outrageous and perverse, but when was the last time you wanted to beat up on a novelist?
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Eva Luna by Isabel Allende and Mascara by Ariel Dorfman.